The Holy Gospel today is taken from the 13th chapter of Matthew. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds you will uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let everyone with ears listen. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And so, the words from Pastor Beth. When I was a little girl, I used to say my bedtime prayers with my mom. "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. God bless Mom, Dad, Brian, my brother, Brenda, my sister, Freckles, our dog, Mittens, my cat." And then I would go into a whole list of all our animals, including our cows and chickens, the rest of my extended family, my friends, and whoever else I could think of. One night, that list was especially long. I mean really long. I got to "God bless bus drivers, teachers, farmers, firefighters, police officers, mail carriers." By then I was getting pretty tired, so I said, "God bless everyone." Usually I conclude my prayers with "Amen." But I paused for a moment and thought, "Everyone?" I continued praying. "Well, God bless everyone except people who do bad things, like liars and robbers and murderers, and people who are mean to animals," and my mom interrupted me. "Beth, honey, that's not really how it works." I opened my sleepy eyes and looked at my mom. She reminded me that was not how God works. God loves everyone. God doesn't make exceptions because no one is perfect. We all do things we shouldn't do. She reminded me that the people I was naming really do need God to bless them, just like the people I love. That, my friends, was a huge dose of theology for a tired little girl. Yet it also made a huge impression on me, one I remember 45 years later. My mom was so right. It is not my job to draw lines of who is good and who is bad. God loves everyone. God doesn't make exceptions. None of us are perfect. We all need God to bless us. Today we hear this wild parable about good and evil, about wheat and weeds growing together in a field. Jesus explains that this field is the world. He sows good seed, and stalks of wheat are the children of God. But the evil one comes under the cover of darkness, while no one notices, while no one sees, and he sows bad seed. These weeds are the children of the evil one. Well, the field workers naturally want to pull out the weeds. We all know that weeds suck nutrition out of the ground and hamper the growth of the desired plants. But uprooting the weeds will also uproot the wheat. So they grow and are harvested together. Then they are separated. Jesus says this is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will harvest the weeds and the wheat. Evil will be destroyed, and righteous will shine like the sun. Now, before we start rejoicing or panicking or determining who is a weed and who is wheat, Jesus is pretty clear that we are not in the business of weed pulling. He says, let them grow together. Jesus practiced what he preached. He didn't weed out Peter, even though he knew Peter was going to deny him three times. He didn't weed out Judas, even though he knew Judas would betray him. Jesus didn't weed out any of his disciples, even though they all ran away. He not only welcomed, but ate with sinners and tax collectors. Sometimes it's very hard to tell the difference between what is a weed and what is not. Not only in others, but even within ourselves. We all have those weeds, and that wheat is within us. We all are, as Martin Luther says, saints and sinners. Indeed, each one of us is a mixture of weeds and wheat. The question becomes, which one is going to flourish? I think the answer to that is whichever one we nurture, whichever one we feed the most, whichever one we tend to the most. Jesus says the kingdom of God may be compared to someone who sows good seed in his field. This is what we are called to do, to sow good seeds. To be and grow as good seeds. To be and grow as God seeds. As the people of God, our business is to share the compassionate life and generous love of Jesus Christ. We are to work for an abundant harvest, cultivating hope, tending to faith, sowing seeds of love. We pray for the love of God to grow in our lives. We nurture this love of God as we love one another, as we reach out in love and compassion to tend to those who are most vulnerable. God will sort out the good and the bad within our world and within us. Today, We humbly look to our gracious God who loves us, who loves everyone, whose love makes no exceptions. Today, we give this gracious and loving God thanks and praise. And we are blessed once again to go out from this place and sow seeds of God's love in our world. Amen.